堂听 class.com。
Passage 1.
In recent years, the United States has suffered from one scandal after another involving corporate corruption. The giant energy company, Enron, was accused of phony accounting and had to go out of business. One of the largest phone companies, WorldCom, was caught cheating and almost suffered the same fate. A number of companies in Silicon Valley,the center of information technology in the United States, were accused of lying about profits to make top executives richer. Recently, some large financial companies have been accused of permitting rich clients to have illegal access to information that should have been shared with all customers. All of this raises the question of what role morality has to play in business.Is making money the only concern of business, as some conservatives have suggested? Or does business have an obligation to society? How far can a business go in the name of profit? Is trying not to get caught cheating the only moral rule in business? Some business schools, including Harvard, the most famous American business school, require business students to take a course in business ethics.But they also admit that many of the corporate leaders at the heart of the recent scandals had received their MBAs from top schools. Many of the top schools have received generous gifts of money from corporations. Enron was used as an example of an ethical company at some schools, and in fact, claimed that it was one. Now, people are wondering if the money given to business schools prevented them from looking too closely at what was really happening in American corporations. Following all of the scandals, there is a lot of deep soul-searching going on in business schools. Many faculty members have been very close to the companies they teach about. Some have taken money from the companies, and people are questioning whether they can teach fairly under such conditions. The job of business may be to make money, but recent history suggests thathow it makes money does matter.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What kind of company was accused of permitting rich clients to have illegal access to information? 2.What is the only concern of business that conservatives have suggested? 3. What does Harvard Business School require its students to do?4. What have top corporations given to business schools? 5. What is going on at business schools following the recent scandals?